The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown, episode 223. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, broadcasting from his bunker, hotter than a Demi Lovato smack spoon.
Woo!
That's Vince.
Hey!
Hey! How you doing?
That's not bad. Had to
not
work
bad.
That junkie angle, and then you...
Well, yeah.
That's good. I like that.
This week's show, we will discuss Dan Hartman, Justin Roiland, Les Moonves, Chris Hardwick, Demi Lovato, James Gunn, Trevor Noah, much, much more. Top 10 list this week, animated badasses. And as always, we will answer your listener questions.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get into this, Vince?
Yeah, just make it happen.
Yeah, TV news this week. Another beloved sitcom is plotting a possible return. Any guesses?
Cagney and Lacey.
No, they already got rid of that one.
Oh.
This one, I would say probably the most Emmys.
Who? What?
Frasier.
Why?
Kelsey Grammer is fielding interest to put together a new Frasier series, unlike a slew of the recent revivals that have the original cast and creative auspices, like Roseanne, Murphy Brown, and all that. Frasier is envisioned as a reboot, likely set in a new city, with Frasier, played by Grammer, as a possible link to the original 93 series.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds awful.
Yep. All of them do. Roseanne was the test. Hey, that got good ratings. Shit, let's bring back Murphy Brown, Magnum P.I.
Yeah, Magnum. They're actually doing that.
I know. It pisses me, but... Fuck it, Selleck's on Blue Bloods. Just watch that. Plus,
yeah,
it has
well.
A Wahlberg. Not the Wahlberg, but A Wahlberg. Poor idiot that got married to Jenny McCarthy.
Hey!
Poor dumb bastard.
She's not that bad.
Yeah, anti-vax. Okay. All right. It's official. 4 months after Hulu opted out and said they're not going forward with the Lock and Key series, guess who stepped in?
Who?
Netflix.
Oh my!
Closed the deal for a 10-episode series order. Netflix is not picking up the existing Hulu pilot that was written by Joe Hill. They're going to redevelop the scripts and recast, so it's going to be completely new. Joe Hill is, of course, Stephen King's son and writer of the comic series. He will be still on as executive producer and creative consultant. So,
oh boy.
I like the comics, but I don't know. We'll see. Vince, can South Africans be racist?
Yes. Yeah, they're killing white people all the time down there.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about Trevor Noah.
Oh.
You know him as the... kind of white black guy from The Daily Show?
Yeah, I don't watch that.
Yeah, I don't either. A video has come up of him making racist jokes about Aboriginal Australians. Apparently he's going to do a comedy tour down there, and this video got brought up. He said, all women of every race can be beautiful. He said, I know some of you are sitting there, oh, Trevor, I've never seen a beautiful Aborigine. But you know what you say? You say yet. Because you haven't seen all of them, right? He then went on to speculate about their sex lives while imitating the sound of a didgeridoo to imply he was talking about oral sex. It's not always about the looks, he said. Maybe Aboriginal women do special things, like maybe this, I don't know, jump on top of you. His comments about Aboriginal women received widespread backlash with calls to boycott his forthcoming shows. The comedian eventually responded to the criticism, telling Indigenous writer Dr. Anita Heiss, he should have known better, but he refuses to apologize for his old jokes. He insisted that he would not take back a joke where he said that they were ugly. So, black people can be racist.
Huh.
It's like magic.
Well, I'll give him one thing. He's got the nuts not to apologize and told all these motherfuckers to eat a dick.
Yeah. So
I'll give him that.
Vote with your money. Boycott and ban and protest. Do all that shit that they do to us.
Yeah. Just don't go.
Yeah. More fallout from the James Gunn thing, Vince. His Starsky and Hutt reboot at Amazon has been canceled.
Oh.
I know you're sad.
I know. I'm realizing now that a year ago when we were talking about, well, it wasn't even a year, was it? The Me Too thing.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, just wait till they get all the kids. And they start talking about all the kids.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's happening.
Yep.
I hate being right all the time, goddammit.
It's tiring, I know.
It is.
We have an update to that Allison Mack sex cult thing. An heiress to the Seagram's liquor fortune has been released on $100 million bond after pleading not guilty to racketeering charges related to the cult. Claire Bronfman, daughter of late billionaire philanthropist and former Seagram chairman and former Universal Studios head, Edgar Bronfman Sr. surrendered to FBI and pled not guilty to racketeering charges. Lawyer for her sought a release on $25 million, but the judge set it at $100 million after hearing prosecutors label her as a flight risk, learning that she has a net worth of roughly $200 million, including a stake in an island resort in Fiji.
Hmm.
Oddly enough, if you look at her island, that she owns the island.
Yeah.
If you look at it with Google Earth, parts of it are blurred out.
Shut the fuck up.
Google Earth only does that like military bases and secret things you're not supposed to know about. But part of this island is blurred out on Google Earth.
Nice.
She was a former international equestrian show jump competitor accused in an indictment of taking a number of steps to help the cult founder and leader Keith Raniere exercise control over members of the upstate New York group, including identity theft, interception of electronic communications, and money laundering. She was part of the inner circle of loyalists who committed a broad range of serious crimes from identity theft to obstruction of justice to sex trafficking, all to promote and protect him and the cult. According to the U.S. attorney.
I mean, I love the cult, but they're not my favorite band.
Exactly. That's the Cure.
I mean, I wouldn't... No, there's the cult? She sells Sanctuary?
Your favorite band's the Cure.
Oh.
Follow along.
You don't tell me what my favorite shit is, goddammit. I'm trying to make a joke and you just fucked it up.
It's what I do best. I don't do anything right, as we've learned. But man, when it comes to fucking up, I am near the top.
I'm aces, man. I fuck up better than anyone I know.
Hey, Chris Hardwick's back.
Oh, good for him.
Yep. AMC Networks have completed their investigation of Chris Hardwick, ultimately leading to a decision which reinstates him in his role with the network. Following a comprehensive assessment by AMC, working with lawyers, Chris Hardwick will return to AMC as the host of Talking Dead and Talking with Chris Hardwick, they said in a statement. We take these matters very seriously, and given the information available to us after a very careful review, including interviews with numerous individuals, we believe returning Chris to work is the appropriate step. He will resume his Talking Dead duties beginning with the August 12th episode, set to air after the mid-season 4 premiere of Fear the Walking Dead, and continue through season 9 of The Walking Dead, which begins on October 7th.
I'd sue their goddamn asses off.
Yep.
It's not your fucking responsibility to make sure what I'm doing outside of my job.
Yeah.
You're not the goddamn police. Go fuck yourselves.
Walking Dead Season 9 preview special will be hosted by Yvette Nicole Brown, who temporarily stepped in for Hardwick during Comic-Con for both shows' Hall H panels, as those shows are already in production. Alleged comedian Kathy Griffin took to Twitter with a two-word reaction to the news of Hardwick coming back on Wednesday. Guess what they were?
I don't know.
Fuck this!
Fuck this!
She tweeted in response to the news. While her tweet received some sympathetic responses, other reactions were less than friendly to her stance. One commenter suggested that if Dykstra has evidence, she needs to come forth now, to which Griffin replied back, no, actually she doesn't.
Oh, actually she does.
But go on with your rapey tendencies. I guess I'm the only one to check your ass, boy. So,
wow, what a cunt.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Dykstra, she said she did not participate in AMC's investigation into her allegations. this just sounds shady as fuck. I have been adamant since I came forward with my essay that I never set out to ruin the career of the person I spoke about.
Bullshit.
I could have provided more details, but chose not to, she wrote on Twitter. I have said what I wanted to say on the matter, and I wish to move on with my life. For that reason, I chose not to participate in the investigation against the person I spoke of. I do not believe in an eye for an eye, and therefore, I have only shared my evidence with those I felt should see it.
Fuck you. You're a goddamn professional cosplayer that LARPed the whole fucking thing. Go fuck yourself.
Which means, you a liar, you ain't got no proof.
Yeah, you ain't got shit, bitch. And now fucking Chris Hardwick, is, if he was smart, he'd sue your ass too.
Yeah, I would if I was him.
I would sue every, I would sue AMC, I would sue her, I would sue every motherfucker. There's no proof.
I would call in the every marker I have in Hollywood and get the tribe of the tribe to sue.
Fuck yeah. God damn it.
The shekels raining down from the sky.
And there's fucking cunts on Twitter fucking still believing this stupid shit.
Oh, I know.
Straight emotion, man.
Yeah.
No thought or stopping and logically looking at this shit like, okay, where is the proof?
Yeah, there none. Is a none. Yeah. Well, we got the next Pound Me Too thing here, Vince.
Sweet.
CBS CEO, Les Moonves. Accused of sexual misconduct by six women, including actress Elenia Douglas. A new bombshell report. The report was written by Ronan Farrow.
Uh-huh.
Mia Farrow's Woody Allen's kid.
That's not Woody's kid.
That's not Woody's kid? Okay.
No, fuck no. That's Sinatra's kid.
Oh, okay. But this is, he's the one that wrote the Weinstein one. The guy, Harvey, the Wonder Ranger,
right.
Busted. She was on 6 Feet Under. This actress said she was called into a meeting with him while working on a pilot in 97, where he pinned her down to the couch, kissed her, quote, violently, pulled up her skirt while thrusting his aroused groin into her.
Fuck yeah.
It'll just be between you and me. Come on, you're not some nubile virgin. The then married 68-year-old apparently told her. When she tried to escape, he said he blocked her path. Said menacing, we're going to keep this between you and me, right? The following week, she says she was fired, with Moonves telling her she wouldn't get a fucking dime and would never work at this network again. What happened to me was a sexual assault, and then I was fired for not participating, she told Ronan Farrow. When she told then-boyfriend Martin Scorsese, yeah, that Martin Scorsese, and threatened to sue, she was magically offered a role in a miniseries. In a statement, Moonves acknowledges trying to kiss her, but denied any characterization of sexual assault, intimidation, or retaliatory action. He is not the only one under investigation by CBS Viacom, and apparently the police. Former CBS News chairman Jeff Fager, who is currently the executive producer of 60 Minutes, is accused by 19 current and former employees of fostering an environment that allowed harassment in the division. Multiple former employees have alleged he would touch employees in ways that make them feel uncomfortable at company parties and once made drunken advances to one female producer.
Oy vey.
Oy. Now, as for now, these are all just allegations, but considering who wrote the article and his track record of, well, he was right about Weinstein.
Yeah.
You know, but for now, they're just allegations. Moonves is apparently married to the Asian woman from the Sharon Osbourne show, and she hosts Big Brother. Julie Chen.
Chin. More chins than the Chinese phone book.
Yeah. Speaking of.
I didn't even get this out. Can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome game!
We're moving to France. We're moving to France.
Man, my Yiddish is on par with fucking the best of them, dude.
Yeah, you're up there with Streisand.
Fucking shit. Father, can you hear me? The producer touched me on the butt.
Now I just want to watch Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, all right. You faggot.
Hey, speaking of, Dan Harmon. This friggin' Peugeot, all
this
right?
Fucking guy.
Creator of Community, Rick and Morty, all this.
Mafungul. What? Wait.
Looks like he's, that was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
He's the next sicko to get exposed. As it turns out he made a video a while back where he raped a baby doll.
Yeah. He raped a woman, too, in one of those Channel 101 videos.
Yeah, he has since deleted his entire Twitter account. he apologized Monday for a resurfaced video that involved the assault of the... it was supposed to be the rape of a child, but it was a baby doll. In 2009, I made a, quote, pilot. Yeah, pilot. Which strove to parody the series Dexter and only succeeded in offending, he said in a statement. I quickly realized the content was way too distasteful and took the video down immediately. Nobody should ever have to see what you saw, and for that, I sincerely apologize. Adult Swim, the network that airs Rick and Morty, released a statement supporting his apology and affirming that he understands there is no place for this type of content here at Adult Swim.
Sure, the kid fucking is completely okay, but people like that Dykstra bitch can just, hey, well...
Yeah, the offensive content in Dan's 2009 video that recently surfaced demonstrates poor judgment and does not reflect the type of content we seek out. Dan recognized the mistake and has apologized. He understands there's no place for this at Adult Swim, but apparently he still has a job.
Oh, yeah, dude still has a job. Still employed. Yeah, he likes to fuck kids, but...
In case you thought Rick and Morty team was A-okay then... Justin Roiland, I guess he's the co-creator thing. Yeah, he put out a nude drawing of President Trump's 12-year-old son. Just days after the Dan Harmon had to apologize for the baby rape video. And a drawing he posted, apparently this was in April of last year, but it was resurfaced because people are like, well, what the fuck are these guys into? We know they make a ton of incest jokes on Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Baron Trump seen wearing a pair of VR goggles and a t-shirt, but is naked from the waist down. Trump and cartoon characters Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin are also seen in the background of the picture. After the old tweet came to light, hey, he deleted it. So, but wait, there's more. Old tweets by Michael Ian Black. We talked about him last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Appeared to show him fantasizing about molesting children. Went to my kids' elementary school Halloween parade. Disappointingly few slutty girl costumes. My day so far, many tweets, writing, quick baby fuck, more writing, picked up kids from school. These are tweets Michael Ian Black put out. Hosting a bunch of 11-year-old girls for a sleepover tonight, terrified their parents will find out. I don't like watching iCarly with my daughter because there's nobody on that show I want to molest. And the like.
Hey, fatty.
Yep.
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
I got a tall ass tree and a whole lot of short rope, too.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
No more.
Wilson. Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, that fucking guy.
He's deleted a bunch of tweets now that come out about, what should I eat for dinner? How about human baby meat? How many clowns does it take to screw in a light bulb? 12, one to screw it in, and 11 to kidnap and chew on human babies.
You know, it's all funny, but people will still go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
People will still pay these fuckers. They will still go and see these motherfuckers.
I drained the blood out of a goth kid. Does that make me a goth by proxy? Just, what the holy fuck? A little concerned this morning, found blood in my urine. Well, not my urine, the baby urine I wash my hair with. Just, what the absolute fuck?
It's time.
It is. If you've been listening to the show for long enough, you know exactly what that means.
Help, they don't have any parades.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish Rev was still here.
Oh, my God. It would just be 2 hours of tiny black man just ranting like a motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
Glorious.
He knew.
He was on this years ago.
Yeah.
I want to end TV news on something hopefully good, Vince. How about a Time Bandits TV show?
Who's doing it?
Apple. We'll have Terry Gilliam, the original film's director and co-writer, on board as a non-writing executive producer. That is all we know as of now.
You work Noel Fielding into that somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm fucking in.
Yeah. That's the kicker right there.
I don't think Noel fucks kids.
God, I hope not.
God, I hope not.
But hell, who knows now? Who the fuck would have thought Dwight from The Office was fucking sick weirdo and... Just got to take care of these motherfuckers. That's the end of the show.
You get Noel Fielding and,
Gilliam's doing creative consultant.
I can't think of the guy's name. I can hear his voice. I can't think of the guy's name. Matt Berry.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be sick.
All right, let's go to movie news. Oh, great. We're back to James Gunn.
God damn it.
In a pair of tweets published Sunday afternoon, Michael Rooker's official Twitter account, operated by him and his representative, announced he was abandoning Twitter after James Gunn was fired. Actress Selma Blair has also left Twitter in protest of Gunn's firing. Batista came to Gunn's defense on Twitter, saying, "What will you do when the pound sign cyber Nazis attack you? Who will stand by you? Who will cowardly distance themselves from you? Who will punish you for horrible jokes in the past instead of defending you for inspiring millions?"
No. This wasn't just a joke.
I'm getting to that. Batista and his people are hoping to mislead people who believe that two things. One was Gunn was fired over tweets, and that Disney chose to side with racists over a good guy guilty of doing nothing more than old jokes and tweaks. This is false. Absolutely 100% false.
Well, there is some truth to it.
Yeah, that's what kind of opened the door. And then when they started actually looking more into James Gunn.
No, I meant the whole cyber Nazi thing. If me being a person who's against pedophilia and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Makes me a cyber Nazi. Then Heil Hitler. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Sorry, I just dropped out so we can grab that audio right there.
Yeah. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Mind Fuhrer, okay?
Going after kid fuckers makes me a Nazi, then yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to goose step my way to work every day, all right?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, man. You call me names, fuck you.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? And it wasn't just one fucking tweet. It was hundreds of them. There's a pattern.
Well, yeah, and there's also a pattern of other things here. The false narrative has already taken hold. Something like 300,000 have already signed a petition demanding that Disney rehire Gunn. There's only one problem with that. It kind of left this out that people probably really don't know about. Here's what Batista and everybody don't want you to know.
Here it comes.
In September of 2010... Gunn published a video on his personal blog, which he took down last Thursday night, titled 100 Pubescent Girls Touch Themselves. The video is a chorus of young women, don't know their ages, singing the Divinyl song. Gunn embedded the video with a comment about how the video brought him to orgasm. Houston Huddleston posted this video on my Facebook page with the note, "I thought you'd appreciate this. My response, appreciate it. I just came all over my face." The man who gave Gunn the video is the same Houston Huddleston connected to sci-fi circles Gunn is a part of, who was later convicted of possessing child porn.
Yeah.
As of now, neither Gunn nor his defenders have claimed this isn't the same guy. Gunn was not some dumb kid when he published the video. He was a 44-year-old man. Worse still, Batista knows about the video. When confronted with it, he only doubled down on his dismissive dishonesty. When asked to explain Gunn's connection or friendship to Houston Huddleston, who pled guilty to one count of child porn June of this year, Batista replied with this nonsense. "No, I can't explain, but I can say that Jared Fogle came and did an episode of Raw once. We all met him. We all shook his hand. Not one of us knew that he was scummy piece of shit that he is. Or do you think we all knew?" Now, this isn't guilt by association. No one is upset the Gunn didn't, you know, shake a guy's hand and didn't know he was fucking kid fucker. But what Gunn did do, though, was share a video from the guy on his personal website.
Right.
A video he advertised as pubescent girls. Singing about masturbation and then joked about it getting him off.
And now, yeah, I mean,
and now he wants to make kid movies.
And this is, I like those movies too.
I do too.
That's what kills me. I love those movies. But I got a hard time watching it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna watch them no more.
And you know what? And what really kills me is that, you know who his mentor was?
Lloyd Kaufman.
Lloyd Kaufman.
Runner of Trauma.
You know how much that hurts me?
Yeah. That makes me want to look at Kaufman now.
So I don't.
What the fuck are you into?
Dude, I loved the Toxic Avenger when I was growing up.
Yep. Sergeant love Kabuki Man.
And now you're looking at him.
Yeah. Because there's a picture of him.
With Tony Podesta.
Tony Podesta picture, yep. And I'm like, oh, holy Christ.
Yeah, some fucking NAMBLA meeting.
How deep does this fucking thing go?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not, no one's upset over the fact the gun once shook a child pornographer's hand and, you know.
Yeah, that's not the point here.
But it's the fact that, hey, this guy that's obviously sick sent me a video and I posted it and said it got me off about pubescent girls.
Yeah, and it's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there, and what bothers me is that instead of dealing with the problem, like, you know, police officers, you know, when you go to court, you are handed your punishment, it's there, okay?
Yeah, yep.
Now it's, well, you have to like it, and you have to accept these people for who they are, goddammit. If you don't, you're a fucking cyber Nazi.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But hey, there's another director that's mysteriously deleted over 20,000 old tweets from his account. Guess who it is?
Who?
Rian Johnson, director of The Last Jedi. Someone asked him if this was a directive from Disney, and he responded, no official directive at all, and I don't think I've ever tweeted anything that bad, talking about Gunn. But it's 9 years of stuff written largely off the cuff. If trolls scrutinizing it for ammunition is the new normal, it seems like a why not move.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Keep your powder dry.
Absolutely. It's in the safe right now.
Wow.
Why would you magically delete 20,000 tweets if you don't think you've done anything wrong?
You know, I hate 2 years ago, we were like, you know, they're going to normalize this, right?
Yep. Yep. You can go back in our fucking archives and told you this.
Pull that up.
We told you this.
They're going to normalize this shit. It's just, it's downhill from here, man. They're going to normalize it.
Yep.
And I'll be goddamned.
Yeah, it's.
No.
No. All right, let's just move on here. God damn it, I hate Hollywood. Deadline is reporting that John Wick and Deadpool 2 director David Leitch is in talks with Warner Brothers to remake Enter the Dragon.
No! Why?
Because I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Oh.
Let's do this. Ryan Reynolds is going to executive produce an adult version of Home Alone called Stoned Alone.
Another piece of shit, apparently.
Stoned Alone is reminiscent of that hollowed comedy classic. It centers around a 20-something weed-growing loser who misses the plane for his holiday ski trip. He makes the best of things by getting high. Paranoia sets in, and he believes he hears someone break into his house. Turns out thieves have broken in. Fully stoned and fueled by paranoia, he tries to thwart the thieves and defend his castle.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Another piece of shit. The the deleted Deadpool 2 scene where he kills a baby.
Oh, I didn't see that.
A baby Hitler.
Baby Hitler.
But it's still a baby.
Cyber Nazi. Yeah. All right, let's go here. During Comic-Con last weekend, they did an evening with Kevin Smith at Hall H. He talked about Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Aside from himself and Muse in the film, three guys from The Flash TV show. Smith announced that Flash star Grant Gustin is in the movie, along with Tom Cavanaugh and Carlos Valdez, who play Harrison Wells and Carlos Ramon. So he didn't say what the characters they would play, but...
He did. He directed a handful of episodes for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you know, Grant Gustin's going to be the rebooted Muse, don't you?
No.
You need to see Flash going noich.
Dude, I bet he just like walked into the studio one day. And was like, you know what? We want to do another Jay and Silent Bob thing, and they're like, dude,
yeah,
have us in the movie. He probably didn't even have to talk him into it.
No. Hey, you want to be in it? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Please, thank you.
I don't even care if it's the Walrus movie. Yes, I'll this... do it. All right. Speaking of Flash, let's talk about movie Flash. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was interviewed because, you know, the Flash movie was supposed to be based on Flashpoint, the comic story, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not anymore. It's going to be a Flash origin movie. Oh, DC, you just can't help but shoot yourself in the goddamn foot. All right, speaking of Fox and all that shit, Disney, special meetings held simultaneously in New York yesterday morning, or a couple days ago, I guess now. Disney and Fox shareholders overwhelmingly approved the merger. As soon as Fox sells off the regional sports channels, it goes to the government. The government's already said they're going to approve. Basically, the deal is done. $73.1 billion, I believe.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's it. So that means all your X-Men characters are coming home. All your Fantastic Four is coming back. Deadpool, everything. So Deadpool is now a Disney princess. So, all right, last thing for movie news this week. The Weinstein Company will be liquidated later this year, but Sin City will not be part of the sale. The comic book movie and TV rights have been given back to Frank Miller, the series creator of the series. So he now has all rights to the movie and TV of Sin City. So,
oh boy.
I like the Sin City movies myself, but I know some people hated them, but I don't know. All right, comic book news this week. I told you last week I had a little bit of information about that X-Men Black Book. And, of course, as we were recording, Comic-Con was still going on
last
week.
They're making everybody black in the comic books now, aren't
they?
Well,
this is just the name of it. It's X-Men Black is not going to be an ongoing or a new team. It's a series of one-shots that are going to focus on the villains. You're going to get a one-shot of Magneto, Mojo, Mystique, Juggernaut, and Emma Frost are going to star in an issue apiece with an Apocalypse backup story throughout the whole series. So that's what X-Men Black is. Greg Capullo has revealed that his upcoming DC Black Label title, Batman: The Last Knight on Earth, will be a 3-issue, double-sized limited series. Each issue will be 48 pages long. Batman wakes up in a desert, doesn't know what year it is, or how the Joker's head is alive in a jar beside him. But it's the beginning of a quest unlike anything the Dark Knight has undertaken before. In a strange future, villains have been triumphant, and society has liberated itself from the burden of ethical codes, kind of like now in the West Coast. Fighting to survive while in the search of answers, Bruce Wayne uncovers the truth about his role in this new world, and begins the last Batman story ever told. So it's basically Batman in a future where the bad guys won, and he's walking around with a Joker's head in a jar that's alive.
Yeah.
It sounds weird. Last thing for comic book news this week. This is sad. Possibly sad. The Simpsons comic book will be finishing in October with the final issue number 245. And that also may be the end for Bongo Comics as well, after 25 years of publishing. On Instagram, Nathan Kane, the creative director of Bongo, said, "Cat's out of the bag. Thank you, Simpsons Comics. It's been a blast." Now, the comic book is still insanely popular, not so much in the U.S., but in Europe, it's huge. Regularly tops the newsstand charts. What happens next, we're not sure, but my suspicion... Boom or Dynamite or IDW, somebody is going to get the license if they don't have it already. So don't be surprised if Bongo Comics just closes up shop, because that was pretty much all they printed was The Simpsons. So that's it. All right, comic book recommendations this week. Mr. and Mrs. X, that's the Gambit and Rogue book, number one. X-23, number two. Infinity Wars Prime, number one. You have a major, major character death. As in, oh, I don't know, he was the bad guy in the Avengers movie.
Mm.
Yeah, that guy.
Mm.
He gets a killed. Flash 51, Multiple Man number 205, Action Comics 1001, Justice League Dark number 1. This is the Wonder Woman led team with Detective Chimp. Words I never thought I'd say together. I love comic books sometimes.
Oh, The Terrifics came out.
Yep, Terrifics number 6 is out. Also, Doomsday Clock number 6 of 12. So there's your picks for this week. Wrestling news this week. Stephanie and Triple H's big announcement on Raw was not the women's tag belts as we were led to be believed, but it was the other part we had last week, that WWE Evolution will be an all-women's pay-per-view New York, October, like we said last week. So,
yay.
Vince is all excited for 50 women pay-per-view.
No, not really.
Of what they're calling wrestling.
No, I'm good.
Apparently, Mickie James has already challenged Trish Stratus for the pay-per-view. If you go back to that WrestleMania crotch lick, the finger thing, that was good times. I miss wrestling. All right. Ex-WWE superstar Brian Lawler, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexy, was arrested for DUI and evading cops in Tennessee earlier this month. According to official documents, cops spotted the 46-year-old wrestler speeding and swerving around July 7th. Cops attempted to pull him over, but he failed to stop because, according to police, he was trying to make it home. Once he did finally stop, cops say he reeked the booze and had an open 12-ounce can in his center console, so they arrested him on the spot, taken to a nearby station, booked for DUI and evading arrest. Bail was set at $40,000. The arrest comes just 1 month after he was busted for allegedly running out on a hotel bill in Memphis.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like he needs to go to WWE-sponsored rehab.
Word.
Again. We're getting a new pro wrestling show on TV events.
Oh, my.
Ring Warriors will air on WGN America starting in September. The promotion announced that it will. Damn, autocorrect.
Oh, my God.
I know, it's terrible. I almost sound Wakandan. Begin airing a one-hour show on September 15th. They'll have a Saturday morning time slot of 8 a.m. Eastern. TV tapings take place August 8th and 9th at Sam's Town in Las Vegas. The shows will feature Austin Aries, Eli Drake, Jeff Cobb, Marty the Moth, Wes Briscoe, Alex Chamberlain, Chase Stevens, Cassidy Riley, and others. Those shows will include a tournament to crown a new Ring Warriors Grand Champion. The promotion has come and gone since the 90s, but it is currently being run by former NWA president Howard Brody, the guy that lost the NWA to Billy Corgan.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. That was it for wrestling news. Let's go to sports. Former Miami Dolphins head coach and current Minnesota Vikings assistant coach Tony Sperano died in his home last Sunday. He was 56. Sperano complained about chest pains and went to the hospital Thursday, was released Friday. Was on his way to church Sunday when his wife found him unconscious in their kitchen. Attempts to revive him were unsuccessful. Sperano spent the last two seasons as the Vikings offensive line coach. Damn.
Yeah.
Vince, is tennis racist?
Yeah. No.
No? Okay. Well, you're not Serena Williams then.
Oh.
I mean, I can see where you guys get confused a lot by looks.
But. Right, right. I'm more of an orangutan, and she's more of a gorilla. I said it.
I know you did.
I'm covered in red.
She's complained on social media that it's, quote, test Serena time again, as she once more hit out that the frequency which she is selected for anti-doping tests. The 23-time Grand Slam champion took Twitter Tuesday night, said she was received another visit from a tester. She tweeted, "And it's that time of the day to get, quote, randomly drug tested and only test Serena. Out of all the players, it's been proven I'm the one getting tested the most. Discrimination? I think so. At least I'll be keeping the sport clean, she said in a second message. But I'm ready to do whatever it takes to have a clean sport, so bring it on. I'm excited. She's complained before about being tested more than any other tennis players. But as part of U.S. Anti-Doping Agency's Intelligent Out-of-Competition Testing Program, it's not unusual for top athletes, those who have had sustained success in their sport, to be tested more often. So it's not, oh, I'm being discriminated again. No, it's like, you keep winning. We got to test you to make sure you ain't cheating. Not everything is because of your skin color. It's actually because you're successful. We want to keep sport clean.
Yeah, she looks like she dopes.
She married the Reddit guy, or she had the Reddit baby, so... All right, UFC star Conor McGregor pled guilty to a single violation of disorderly conduct in Brooklyn on Thursday for his involvement in that incident at the Barclays Center on April 5th. McGregor entered the plea as part of a deal worked out with the DA's office. The agreement involves no jail time and will not affect McGregor's travel visa. He will not have a criminal record. Additional conditions of the deal include full restitution to the bus company for any damages suffered, which he has already done. 5 days community service and an anger management program lasting 1 to 3 days. Mm. Anger management for a fighting Irishman is kind of null and void, isn't it?
Yeah, because you just get angry afterwards, too.
I was going to say, yeah. He's still going to get his head knocked in by Khabib, but that's another story. All right. Amid a pause in the NFL's implementation of a new policy regarding the national anthem, remember it was if you kneel, you're going to get suspended and all that shit?
Yeah,
and then they said, well, we're not going to really do that because, you know. Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, said they will not support players who choose to remain in the locker room for the national anthem rather than standing on the field. Our policy is you stand during the anthem, toe on the line, he said during a press conference.
God damn right.
I still ain't watching.
I'm not watching either.
And I ain't eating Papa John's either after they fucked him over.
He's suing. Right.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. All right. Let's see. Last thing for sports this week. Change is coming to the Dallas Mavericks, including the dancers' uniforms, which will show less skin. Team told CBS this change is part of the Mavericks' effort to revamp its image after a recent sexual harassment scandal. The Mavericks are still working on what the new uniform will look like, meaning designs aren't available yet, but they will – the girls will be covered up more. And they also said, get this, Vince, nothing rises up a crowd like this. They're also hoping to include dancers with different body types in the future.
Oh, yeah, fat girls. I mean.
That's going to distract all the black players, isn't it?
I'm gonna tell you what.
That might be the trick. That might be how you win.
Just get rid of cheerleaders.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Get rid. I'm seriously. I'd be like, we will not have any more female cheerleaders. No cheerleaders. It's sexist. Blah 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 blah. And then watch them bitch about. Well, these girls aren't getting paid anything.
Yeah.
There's now always, you're gonna take their jobs
it's
away from
the
them.
Next. Yeah. So. Yeah. You didn't say that about the F1 flag girls, did you?
Yeah, all right.
Did you see that WNBA video I posted on the Facebook group?
I saw
group?
That you posted it. I did not watch it.
Where they're, quote, all stars. Girl gets the tip, goes the wrong way.
She goes to
the other basket. Everybody's yelling at her, you're going the wrong way. Yeah, it's all stars. All stars, ladies and gentlemen.
Did she make it?
No, she finally stopped like, what? Yeah. If you bet on the WNBA, you need help for a gambling addiction. Vince, it's time for video games.
Oh, thank God. I took too long. Hey!
What?
I've only got a few things, but it's a biggie.
Uh-oh. I've heard that before.
No Man's Sky. Next.
Uh-oh. Yeah?
And this is Polygon saying, No Man's Sky Next is an astonishing update, but don't expect a brand new game, even though it's damn close to being a brand new game.
Really?
Yeah, the my PS4 was patching it the other day, and I thought, why? I knew there was a patch coming out for it, but I didn't realize, you know, it was this. It's a big deal.
Hmm.
Multiplayer. They do have multiplayer. I swear to God, there was another guy in my fucking game the other day.
Yeah.
I may have been drunk playing it.
May have.
They have really changed some shit up in this. Let me figure out. See, there are new ships. There's a ton more missions. Nanite clusters and the technology merchants change the way you'll approach upgrading your gear, since you can earn hundreds of nanite clusters just from exploring planets and scanning everything you find. This makes upgrades a lot more accessible. So before, it was a pain in the ass to upgrade shit. Yeah, apparently it might as well just be a brand new game.
Wow.
It's really good. So far, it's pretty damn good. I was playing it before we started the show. Speaking of No Man's Sky DRM free multiplayer delayed for GOG. I read Wednesday or Thursday that GOG was going to give refunds back on the game.
Really?
Because it didn't have the multiplayer.
Ah.
So I don't know. It's delayed for them, but well, I think it's because of the DRM thing.
Somebody
bought a Black Lotus for $87,000.
Why?
I have no idea. One of Magic the Gathering's rarest cards was bought for $87,000. Can you believe somebody bought a fucking Black Lotus for $87,000?
I have no
idea. Yeah. I don't get it either. The week two of Fortnite Summer Skirmish proved that Epic can put on a good show. Unlike the first week, this one was actually entertaining. Apparently, there's a guy in a shark outfit. They're wearing animal skins now.
So they're furries.
They're furries. Fortnite turned into furry night.
Yay.
Oh, that's pretty much all I got. Just a bunch of shit. I swear to God, I can't go like 3 web pages without having to scroll down to the bottom to get past the goddamn Fortnite bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We could just put Fortnite in the title and we'd have 1 billion downloads.
Demi Lovato's Fortnite
episode title.
Hey, speaking of, let's go to music news and let's talk about Hot Spoon herself. Demi Lovato was rushed to an LA hospital after suffering what appears to be a heroin overdose. Demi was transported by ambulance from her home in the Hollywood Hills just before noon Tuesday. Law enforcement sources say she was treated with Narcan. Let's see, OD occurred at her house.
Riding the horse.
Her representatives tell TMZ she is awakened with her family, who want to express thanks to everyone for the love, prayers, and support. Some of the information being reported is incorrect, and they respectfully ask for privacy. She has fought substance abuse for years. At one point, she lived in a sober living home. After getting released from a treatment center, she had been 6 years sober from alcohol, cocaine, and oxycodone.
Fucking heroin.
Yeah. Well, if nose candy ain't doing it, pills ain't doing it. Might as well just chase the dragon.
I don't get it, man.
This is gonna, you know, she's such a strong woman. She came back from all, I can already tell you where it's gonna go next.
No, she's a fucking, she's not a fucking
like,
junkie.
Not like she's a, she's a fucking junkie. All right.
They can't.
I have no sympathy for people that OD or do anything like that. I don't have any sympathy.
They can't keep fucking epinephrine.
Yeah, fucking diabetics can't get their shit. You know, but fucking UOD and here's your fucking Narcan. You can't get a fucking epinephrine pill.
Yeah, they can't keep epinephrine for people with allergic reactions. They just don't have enough.
Yeah, but we fucking can get Narcan for all the junkies.
Hey, we got fucking free clinics on here. You want to shoot up here? Fuck, we'll help you out.
Yeah, here's some methadone. Go ahead, go right for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vince, I'm going to end music news with a happy thing for you, I think. Life-size statue of Chris Cornell. Will be erected in Seattle. His late singer's hometown. The statue was commissioned by his wife, Vicky. Set to be revealed in a public ceremony on Wednesday, August 29th.
Why?
She stated, even though Chris's music touched the lives of millions around the world, there's no better place in Seattle to honor and celebrate both his contribution to music history, as well as Seattle's unique place in popular music. Our children and I are deeply moved by the continued outpouring of love, compassion, and support, and this is our gift to the Museum of Pop Culture and to Seattle. Statue will feature Cornell's signature boots, dog tag, and long hair. Will be sculpted by Nick Moraz.
No shirt, duct tape shorts.
I don't know about that, but
going back to Louder Than Love, you going that far?
I don't know, but life-size Cornell statue.
Okay.
That's all I got. Yeah.
I don't have nothing, man. I'm kind of
a junkie and Chris Cornell. That's all I got for music news this week. Oh, R. Kelly put out some song where he says, "I didn't do nothing to no girls." Yeah,
so, I only peed on them once.
Yeah,
I swear she was 35.
I mean, five. Yeah.
You got,
he's another sick fuck.
You got song of the week picked out?
I do.
Oh, for Demi Lovato.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this could be Cowboy Junkies. This could be...
no, it's good, though.
Lou Reed? Oh, is it Lou Reed? Not Lou Reed. Oh, damn it, that would have been good. All right, well, hit him with it. When we come back from the Junkies, let's call it that, we will do our top 10 animated badasses.
I never thought you'd be a junkie because heroin is so passé.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back after the Dandy Warhols there.
You like that?
A couple things just came across the wire. WWE Hall of Famer Nikolai Volkoff has passed away.
No.
Yeah. Longtime tag partner of the Iron Sheik. And a rumor has just started circulating that apparently Brian Christopher has committed suicide. That, as of now, is unconfirmed, but that is really starting to gain traction online. That he has committed suicide. Of course, we just had the story about him getting busted for the DUI and everything.
Wow.
That as of now is just a rumor, but just came across right after we went to break. But Nikolai Volkoff has sadly passed, but the Brian Lawler thing as of now is just a rumor. So,
well, hopefully it's just a sick rumor.
Yeah, hopefully that's just a bad rumor, but sad for Nikolai Volkoff, but that sucks.
Damn.
All right, moving on here. It's time for our top 10 list this week. Animated badasses. Vince, this was a fun list.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Who you got for your number 10 there, badass?
Chitara.
Ooh, Chitara. One of Vince's crushes growing up.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's hot.
I got Goliath at number 10. Gargoyles.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's that in the background?
That would be a mower.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a bitch taken out.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Number 9.
I had Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I was a fan of Batman Beyond.
Well, I like Batman
the comic
Beyond.
Series is real. The comic book is really good.
Yeah,
they just introduced the new Scarecrow this week. So.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, my number 9. Well, you went with Chitara. I got Panthro.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Higher on the list.
the black guy. All right, number eight.
Piccolo.
Oh, I have no Dragon Ball guys on.
What?
Me. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. My number eight, I got Lion-O.
That's good shit.
Yeah. All right, number seven.
Kingpin from Batman. Shit, Spider-Man, the animated series.
Ah, that's a good pick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My number eight, I got Nightwing, Young Justice.
Noise.
Always a fan of the Nightwing there. All right, what's that take us to? Six?
Yeah.
All right, number six.
I've got the Joker from the Batman animated series.
He was a badass.
Yeah.
He was twisted, but he was a badass.
He was badass.
All right, I'll take it. My number six, give me Samurai Jack.
Oh, fuck, that's good. He's not even on there. Fuck.
Yeah. Number five.
I got old man Bruce Wayne from Batman Beyond.
Yep. Nobody fucks with old man Bruce.
Yeah. No, he's hardcore, man.
He's like 110, still whoop your ass. Yeah. It's like the granddad that everybody needs.
That's right.
All right. My number five. I don't know how many people know this one, but give me Axe Cop.
Didn't the five-year-old...
Yep.
The kid helped write that or something?
He came up with the whole thing, yeah. All the characters, yeah. It's actually a comic series now, besides the TV show that was on for a while.
Oh, my God.
All right, number four.
Skeletor.
Oh, mine's He-Man. Of course it is. All right, number three.
I've got Mum-Ra.
Ooh. Ancient Spirits of Eden. I got Snake Eyes.
Nice.
Yeah. Could have put Storm Shadow, but I went with Snake Eyes.
Well, sure. Right.
Number two.
Vegeta.
That's a good pick. I can't believe I spaced on the Dragon Ball. That
what the fuck, dude?
I got Batman at two.
Because
he's Batman.
Higher on the list.
Well, that narrows it down. What's your number one, Vince?
No, Batman from Batman animated series.
Yeah, all right. My number one, Brock Sampson.
Oh, God damn it. I forgot Brock.
That's good. All right. Listener picks this week. Mark came in with Emma Peel. Dale came in with Darkwing Duck. That's a good pick.
Yeah, it is.
Ricky came in with probably the best pick. Kenshiro, Fist of the North Star.
Oh, that fucker. God damn it.
Ricky.
You win.
You're too smart for us, sir.
you won. God damn it.
Mike came in with Raphael from the Ninja Turtles. We didn't have any Ninja Turtles either.
Yeah, no Ninja Turtles.
Handsome Dan came in with Aeon Flux, Max Sterling, Robotech, Optimus Prime, and Snake Eyes.
That shit's good, too.
Kathy came in with the Cadillac Cats from Heathcliff.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Fat Tony, Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, and Jafar from Aladdin. Elizabeth came in with Sideshow Bob, of course.
Yeah, he's badass.
D-Bart-D. Matt came in with Samurai Jack, SWAT Cats, Biker Mice from Mars, and the Street Sharks.
God damn it. The goddamn Biker Mice from Mars.
Yeah.
I forgot about that shit.
Those are all really good picks. I love our listeners. Goddamn Kenshiro. Goddamn.
I know.
When I saw it when I was writing the show last night after I already had my list, I was like, oh, son of a bitch. That's the pick.
I don't even look at him. Because I don't want to say, oh, I just copied off like the fan.
Right.
And I didn't even look. And then you said it. I was like, God damn it. You fucking kidding me.
I do my list before I write the show. And I'm like, oh, that's the pick right there.
God damn it.
Ricky wins this week.
Yeah, you win.
All right, we have an FMK this week. Vince comes from Handsome Dan.
Oh.
It's the lesbian edition.
No, his shit's too fucking hard.
This one's probably not that hard. Jane Lynch, Kate McKinnon, Ellen Page. Or maybe it's harder than I thought.
Ellen's got to go. She just seems like a snotty bitch, man.
Yeah. Bang Kate, marry Jane?
Jane.
She's the from
Jane Lynch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm marrying her.
Okay, and so you bang Kate McKinnon for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, because Ellen Page, even though she's attractive, she's just that attitude and that whole, you would think she would be whiny.
So she's an actual leg licker then?
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon?
Apparently all three are.
Oh.
According to Handsome Dan, he's the smartest person I know.
Fuck.
I know.
Yeah, I'd have to bang her. That'd be the only...
Yeah, that's the only choice.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to did you see the stories, and then we'll end with listener questions. This seems like a pretty strange get-out-the-vote effort. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pardoned seven illegal immigrants under a threat of deportation, taking a shot at President Trump in the process. At a time when President Trump and the federal government are waging a war on our immigrant community.
Oh, no!
New York stands for... I mean, illegal immigrant. Sorry, I was proofreading there for the governor.
Yeah.
New York stands firm in our belief that our diversity is our greatest strength. Those pardoned, including the reports, have led a life free of crime over the past 7 years, though five individuals were arrested for possession of intent to control cell-controlled substances, the other two for larceny.
You know, diversity may be their strength, but enforcing laws certainly
their
is
weakness.
Not.
Weakness, yeah. The man who constantly parrots the phrase reproductive rights, because that's the, you know, what the programmers put into his software, he granted conditional pardons to well over 70 sex offenders. New York Daily News reports that these convicted sexual predators were deemed too dangerous to be returned to the community after their release from prison. They were sent to civil confinement in state psychiatric hospitals, but are now among thousands who received the conditional pardons thanks to Governor Cuomo. Even better, folks, they will now have the right to vote under an executive order signed by the man in April. Among those granted the rights to vote by Cuomo is a man named Hector Alvarez, 61-year-old man known as the Voodoo Rapist. He was convicted of second-degree rape in 2008 after telling three of his victims that if they participated in a sexual ritual, he could help them with their problems.
Fuck,
if they refused, he told them terrible things would happen to them and their families. The oldest of the three victims was 16.
Hey, how come this doesn't make it on an episode of Law & Order SVU?
Well, because I'm guessing he's brown, and there's your reason.
Yeah, see, they need to make an SVU episode of this where the evil governor releases the people, but the governor will probably be white Republican guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This, yeah.
New York.
So, yeah, this guy raped three girls. The oldest was 16. But Cuomo says, yeah, fuck it. You can come out and vote for me, can't you?
I love some of my friends who live in that area that complain about it. And I love you guys.
You are the minority, but you are living in occupied fucking territory.
I love you guys. I do not envy you one fucking bit.
No. Not in the least.
My allergies kill me because it's all cornfields.
You guys just barely get whoopie pies, for Christ's sake.
It's yeah.
Like common down here.
Right. We got, it's all cornfields and soybeans. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
New York City. Hell, McFucking no. I love our listeners up there, but Jesus, crap on a crutch.
Yeah. God damn it.
Run towards the fucking Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Just away. Get out of it.
Yeah, come to the Midwest, man.
But don't go to California. This was the other thing sent in for Did You See This Week. California Coastal City, I believe it's San Francisco or Santa Barbara, one of these, has become the latest municipality to ban those evil, evil incarnate plastic straws. Enacting what is potentially the strictest plastic prohibition in the country.
So what just... Keep going. I'm sorry.
Santa Barbara earlier this month passed an ordinance authorizing hefty fines and possible jail sentence for violators who dole out plastic straws at restaurants, bars, and other food establishments.
So, okay, wait. Is this the same place that said it's okay to spread HIV?
Yeah, that's not a felony anymore in California.
But they're going... Why straws?
Because they're plastic. In my environment. According to the ordinance, violators on their first offense will be given a written warning notice. The second time, a purveyor of plastic evil straws defies the ban, the heavy hand of the law will come down. In that case, the ordinance cites penalties could a fine not exceeding $1,000 and imprisonment for a term not exceeding 6 months. You can get 6 months in fucking jail, prison, for giving somebody a plastic straw. But yet, let's hand out needles in San Francisco where their streets are covered in literal human shit.
So,
you can give HIV to somebody knowingly kill them. And it's just a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. But you give somebody a fucking plastic straw, your ass is getting a fine and jail time.
Come to the Midwest.
Come to the middle. Come to the middle. Just come on it. Come on it. Come to the middle.
Come to Butthead.
Just come to the middle. Get away from the coast. You're going to have hurricanes on both sides. And not saying God has a plan, but God has a plan. A little ground shaky, a little wind spinning, and there you go.
Yeah. Bug it.
That's thankfully it for Did You See This News Story sent in this week. Straws. Straws are the
work of the devil.
California lost their goddamn mind. And we have listeners that can occupy California.
I say bad things about California, but I love the listeners.
You guys got to run.
You got.
It's worse than New York.
That's the logic there. I just can't.
Nevada maybe try looks to recycle really good. Straws. Or, quit. You want to cut down on plastic use? Quit handing out fucking syringes to junkies. I know. It's a leap. Let's go to listener questions this week, Vince.
Okay.
Twitter, what do you think about Trump's star getting smashed? You see this?
Why stop with his?
Well, my question is, okay.
Get them all.
And this tweet was sent out by Jenna Jameson. Trump's star, which was smashed, right?
Yeah.
And they take a bigger picture, step back a couple steps and take a bigger picture.
Sure.
Guess whose star is right next to it?
Who?
Rapist Kevin Spacey.
What?
Not fucking touched in the least.
That's what I mean. If you're going to get his, man, get them all.
But Trump is evil. And the guy said, I've got support from Robert De Niro and the guy that originally vandalized it. He paid my bail. And I'm like, you don't want this to happen.
Of course, if Trump was smart, he'd be like, don't fill it back in. I don't want my name up there with all the fucking rapists and kid fuckers. Take it off.
That's what he should come out and say.
That's what he should do.
Take my name out. I don't want it near that rapist Kevin Spacey.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, then they go after him. Well, you're just saying that because Spacey's gay. He's a kid fucker.
Yeah. Apparently he likes touching little boys. So, no, you did me a favor, buddy. Thanks for taking my fucking name off the star.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd love to get credit for that.
Yeah. We don't ever get credit for anything we do on the show. Ever. Ever. And we've been right. We've been early news on a lot of shit on this show.
Yeah, I totally. If I was the president,
shit's going to happen, and like 3 weeks later, it happens.
If I was the president, yeah, I totally. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't just fill it in. Just put fucking concrete in it. Fuck it.
Yeah. But they fixed it back up.
And, did they? God damn it.
Yeah, it's like, and somebody said, "Well, there you go, Trump creating more jobs." Like, well, he's not lying.
That's funny.
All right, next question comes from Roboto Vince.
What
thoughts on Nintendo finally bringing the hammer down on emulator and ROM sites? One of the more popular sites, Emu Paradise, has been already targeted. What do you think about this?
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Of course, I can get my ROMs other places.
Yeah.
Wink.
Nudge. Yeah. But, yeah. They're doing this for copyright? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they have every right in the world to be, but they need to get on it. They need every goddamn video game in their catalog on some ROM that you could download and play on your fucking Nintendo. Not just a couple, Not just a cherry-picked few. They need every goddamn game on there. So you can go to the library and say, oh, I haven't played this in a long time, and download and pay 50 cents for the goddamn thing.
Right.
That's what they need to do. Every goddamn game they've ever made, up and ready. Even the Japanese ones.
Hello.
In a huge fucking library. That would wow me.
I just want to play Rally X with my blinker on. You know, the Japanese import version.
Yes. Download that. Get it. Get the fucking region bullshit off there and fucking let people download the shit.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Handsome Dan. The kind of shit I notice. In the original Power Rangers series, Bulk and Skull had a sort of Laurel and Hardy vibe where Bulk was the more dominant. Skull was kind of the stooge. In the Power Rangers movie, though, it seemed like the roles were somewhat reversed, with Bulk getting hardly any speaking lines at all. Anyone else notice that, or know why they, or know why that was?
Was Bulk and Skull in the Power Rangers movie?
I think so.
The first movie.
Yeah.
The first movie?
I don't know. I've only seen clips of the Power Rangers movie, the new one. But why would they? I don't know why they would switch that up. I mean, you would think that would be your comedy relief, but if they're going, well, we got to go gritty. I mean, you know, it's that would be my guess as to why it happened is, well, we got to change it and be gritty, you know. But I'm not really sure.
That's what I would assume. We can't have any comic element here.
Yeah. It's all got to be gritty and mean and all that good shit.
Arr.
Sorry, I'm trying to update a story here and look for confirmation on that Brian Lawler story. That's what I'm doing here. Roboto would like to know, what do you think they'll do with the Connors, the replacement show for Roseanne? Do you think any of the revival story will carry over to the new show? Lastly, will you watch it?
Maybe she's the one who actually died in the original series, and it was all a lost kind of dream.
My guess is they will carry over the new storylines, but it'll be, you know, mom died of a heart attack, you know, or she was mauled by a gorilla. Yeah, I mean, you can go either way with that. If you want to go comedy, you say she was mauled by a gorilla at the Lanford Zoo, but
sure,
I think they'll carry a lot of it over, but they'll be like, oh, Roseanne's dead, you're moving on, you know.
I'm not gonna watch it. So. I didn't watch it when it was Yeah. The newest iteration. I know people that loved it and watched it. I don't watch it.
Yeah. So
I couldn't bring myself to checking it out, as it were.
Heroes and Legends. This is a pro wrestling memorabilia, and they do a lot of autograph signings. They are saying sad to hear the news of Brian Lawler passing away. So I'm guessing that's kind of confirmation, but nothing official yet. So, all right. Handsome Dan's next question here. Who wins in a fight, Vince, Godzilla or the original Megazord?
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Yeah, I mean, he beat Mecha Godzilla, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, so, yeah, I had to think about that for a second. Yeah.
He kills Megazord, yeah. I mean, it's probably a good fight. By the way, the Mecha Godzilla scene in Ready Player One, that's good shit, by the way.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, well, yes. Oh, no,
wink.
Wink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Actually, no, I think it is out in stores. It should be. But, yeah. All right. Next question from Twitter. Did you see that Facebook and Twitter stock tanked this week?
Yes.
Yeah, Zuckerberg lost like 20 million.
Good.
Something horrible. Twitter stock dropped 20% after Trump put out that they're going to look into shadow banning. Yeah, you done fucked up now. The report actually made it to Trump's desk. It was an article written by... Who wrote the damn article? Was it Paul Joseph Watson?
Was it?
I know it was one of Alex Jones's guys. Wrote the article... And they got the article to one of Trump's people, and he actually handed the article to Trump, and he read it. And that's when he came out and said, we're going to be looking into this shadow banning shit and banning conservatives for their speech. And then the stock started to fucking tank.
Ha, lol.
So, fuck with the bull.
Yeah, everybody's like, we know you're doing it. We're pulling out.
And now we're going to get you because, yeah. You're going to stop start losing people. So. All right, last question for this week. This video, God damn it. Vince, did you guys see the Instagram video of the black girl high and laughing as her friend was being raped in the room next door and or next room and screaming, what the hell is wrong with people? Now, I don't know how many people saw this video because I know it's been pulled down. Or, yeah, parts have been pulled down, I think.
I got nothing. I saw it on Vote.
And you sent it to me.
I sent it to him.
I watched it. It takes a lot to just stun me. Just be like, what in the actual hell is going on?
I couldn't finish it.
She laughs at the end. She's just laughing. And what it is, it's a black woman sitting on her couch, and she's like, I'm so high, and she's giggling. And you just hear screaming coming from the next room. And this woman's screaming, get off me, you're raping me. And a guy hollering at her, you know, quit fighting and this shit. And the girl on the couch, apparently that's her friend. And she's just sitting there laughing. She goes, well, she's getting it now. And I'm just... Monsters.
There's
monsters.
Your Me Too.
There's your pound Me Too right there. Monsters.
I can't take it seriously anymore.
And there's a way to deal with monsters.
I can't. Yeah.
That's
short of me going into some sort of racist diatribe. I can't. Honestly, as a person,
I'm not even going to put white or black onto it.
I can't either. How the fuck can you consciously even think that would be remotely
live streamed on fucking Instagram?
I don't. That boggles my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Drop the nukes.
Yep.
Just drop them already. We had a good run.
Please vote President Putin.
Your kids. Get vaporized. Fucking hopefully you're at peace with your God, because that's.
They're just monsters, and it's being fucking normalized. That's the kicker.
Yeah.
This is now the normal. And
if you don't like it, then you're a fucking bigot.
Yeah, you're a racist because she's black, or you're sexist because she's a woman, or right. You're a cyber Nazi because you go after the kid fuckers online, or that's part of the reason they want to abolish ICE too. ICE goes after child sex traffickers.
Yeah.
Just saying. So every time they say abolish ICE, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end on that note. Yay.
Yay.
We always end on the good shit, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it for this week's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, share the show, support the friends of the show. Vince, you got...
Yeah, we're tired of working.
Gives me my reparations.
Gives me my money. I want my money.
I toiled in the fields for long, long time. I needs my Gibbs. Gives me reparations.
Oh, diatribes. Are you done?
I didn't even mean to do that. Yeah, I just kind of, my black creature came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm done this week. Keep a stick on the ice down. Find you handsome. At least I'll find you handy. Vince may not be here next week.
Oh, I will not be here next week.
He is going, I think we can go ahead and say it. You're going on vacation and you're going overseas to France. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a joke. He literally
I'm not going to France.
He's going on vacation to France. But yeah, Vince won't be here next week, so it's going to be a short solo show next week. Hopefully, if my technologically holds together.
You can't even say it right. We're fucked. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.